Kiev, agus Falchukaji and Clark come and look to last Gail and Shockton and Shola. Me, Tom Cormack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock. And as we always say at this time, hopefully you can stay with us. I'm delighted with my guest tonight. Of course, I have Eugene Gallagher, the long-serving Sean McCool's club official who has won a lifetime or was honoured with a lifetime award to service to the association at the Donegal GAA banquet on Friday night in the Mount Airigle Hotel. And, well, I suppose everybody that knows Sean McCool's and indeed goes to Sean McCool Park and Ballybuffet knows Eugene as well. He's been the club treasurer for 40 years, would you believe it? So must be something of a record to serve a club for as a club treasurer for 40 years, and certainly I don't think he has any intention of stopping either. And indeed he had a very illustrious football career before that as well, playing with both McCool's and Donegal. And as I said, I'm delighted to see Eugene's in the studio with us tonight. Eugene, first of all, a very good night here and a very, very warm welcome.
Good evening, Tom, and good evening to all the listeners from around the county that's listening to the programme tonight.
Yeah. 40 years is a long time, Eugene.
40 years doesn't seem so long and when you look at it, but it's a long time to be looking after the finance of the club. It's been an eventful 40 years. You have your ups and your downs. And
yeah. Well, surely you've seen a lot of money go through your hands, a lot of tickets, a lot of draws, a lot of bingo sessions, a lot of lottos, a lot of bills coming through, and I suppose quite a lot of bricks and mortar as well.
A lot of money involved, all right, compared to way back in the first time I took over the treasurer in 1975. That particular year was around 6,800. And now I'm just preparing the books now for next Monday night. Our AGM's on next Monday night, and our total income is something in the region of 178,000.
Right.
Euros. Of course, it was pounds away back in 1975.
Yeah. So, well, it's still a lot of money.
A lot of money at this time of year to be raising, all right. You have a lot of things to do. You have to run bingos, you have to run lottos, you have to run all functions and some big draws and stuff like that to get all the money to repay all the bills and get all organised.
Yeah, and obviously, as you said, you've seen a lot of changes in those 40 years.
A lot of changes from 1975, as I say. There weren't as many teams involved in 1975. I myself would have started playing maybe in the early 60s. And there were no such thing as really underage football at that particular time. Maybe under 14, 16s maybe, but there were nothing below that. And Lord O'Gear's football, there were nothing else. It was more or less adult football and a few underage competitions in 1975.
And of course, you're a hurling club now as well.
No, I don't think there were any hurlings away back them year. There might have been a Camogie club away back in the early 70s, but no hurling, no.
Yeah. And tell me, how did it come about you became treasurer?
I was heavily involved with the club, really, in my playing days, really. I would have started playing maybe in the early 60s, maybe 62, when I was about 14 year old.
Yeah.
And then it kept going on and up to minor age. And McCool's had a great senior team in them particular years, the 62, 63, 64, they won their senior championship.
Three in a row, wasn't it?
And they were their top team in Ulster in them years. And I would have been down in the field a lot with them, all right. And finally, I broke through to the senior team in 1966.
Right.
And we got to the county final that particular year, but sadly, it wasn't played. It was against St. Joseph's, and there were a problem which St. Joseph's couldn't field. So the final was null and void that year. And then McCool's in that particular year.
St. Joseph's couldn't field, or was it a hassle over the venue?
There were a hassle over a venue as well, and they couldn't field, and they wanted to play in another date, and probably we didn't agree to that either, and there were a lot of their players out injured.
Yeah.
Maybe if Brian McNuff might be listening now, he might come back onto me on it.
Yeah. Because, I recall it had been mentioned by somebody to me recently, and I thought the big problem was a venue.
Venue and Joseph's couldn't field, really.
Yeah. And how come the McCool's weren't awarded?
I don't know. It went to a couple of county board meetings and it was null and void then. I don't know what happened, really.
Yeah, that's a shame. Anyway, we'll talk maybe about your playing days later. in terms of, just before we talk about the changes and about the developments at the club and the influx of all the teams, and indeed a couple of big developments in the club as well. Just to remind you, as always, of course, you can text us here on 086 77 00 555, and if you want to text us from the north of Ireland, it's 00353 86 77 00 555. And already we've had a couple of people on. Eugene, will you pass on my congrats and best wishes to Eugene? He's some servant to the club and county through GM, and that comes from Mort Collins in Clonhilly. And Simon McDevitt, of course, who is the bar manager in the McCool Centre, wishes you all the best as well, and certainly wishes you all the best from the McDevitt family in Glencovet, I think it is.
Correct.
Certainly, you can congratulate Eugene on his award last week, and certainly a true Gael, a real gentleman. Thank you from Simon McDevitt. So those people have been texting us on 086 77 00 555. Jimmy is watching the text machine for us, so if you get through, we'll certainly hear from you. Or if there's any issue, as we always say at this time, if you want to bring up, or maybe somebody you want us to talk to in the near future, certainly we'd be only too delighted to hear from you. But a special guest tonight here in studio is Eugene Gallagher of Sean McCool's. He's the club treasurer. He has been that position for the last 40 years, and well, he certainly picked up an award last weekend at the Donegal GAA Awards Night, and special services to the GAA. A great honour to be recognised, and I know you were recognised by the President some years ago as well. I think we spoke to you at that time as well, the National President. You won a National President's Award as well.
Yeah, I got the President's Award in 2009 and Croke Park on St Patrick's Day, the day of the club finals. That was really through the Ulster Council. There were three people nominated from each provincial council for the awards that night. There were 12 presented with awards in Croke Park on St Patrick's Night in 2009.
Yeah.
And it's nice to get these awards, anyway, for your service. And yeah. I got a big surprise when this one came along here last week.
Yeah. And tell me, I know at the banquet on Friday night, or the awards on Friday night, you had some memorabilia which I think you have some again tonight, old receipts and old dockets and one thing and another. Maybe just to remind us of maybe how things have changed.
As you say, in 1975 was my first year as treasurer of the club. And then particularly we were just after completing the building, the old building, which was the old social centre, dressing rooms and bar, and had cost us in the region of £28,000.
That was the old McCool Centre.
The old McCool Centre, £28,000.
When we say old McCool Centre, that was one pre of the recent
development. Pre of the new one, aye.
Yeah.
And as I say, it cost us £28,000. And my first bills to be paying after I became treasurer in 1975, we had a loan out from Croke Park at the time to build it. It was £9,000 over a period of every 6 months, a repayment every 6 months of £900. So I had 10 repayments over 6 months of £9,000 plus the interest.
Yeah.
And as I say, I have all the receipts, all the club records from I took up this thing in 1975.
Yeah. A lesson in there for some politicians, maybe, that they should have had those as well.
Some of the wee things that I took out of 1975, which are read out at the banquet on Friday night, the club purchased 2010 year All Ireland tickets in 1975 to the value of £600.
Right.
A lot of money in them years.
Yeah.
And only for the late Jim Hannigan, we wouldn't have bought any of them tickets at all.
Right.
It was a fierce lot of money to be paying out £600. And it was grand. We bought them anyway, and we had them for 10 years. And then going on years and years.
God, if we had only known then. We knew McCool's was the club to go to looking for All Ireland tickets.
But then we had the option of renewing them every, when the 10 years was up, we kept renewing them. Funnily, the face value, the first one that came out in 1975 was £2.50 for a Hogan Stand ticket. £2.50.
Right, and you paid
We paid £600 for the 10 years for 20 of them.
Right, well, and so
we're just paying slightly over the odds. I think we paid about £3, but when they came out, it was face value of £2.50.
And what were they for, club members, or were they for?
Well, we sold some of them to club members.
We
kept one of them a lock back every year for raffles and stuff like that. I think we sold 14 of them.
Yeah.
For for 30 euro what we paid for them. We paid 30 euro.
And what was the source of income that time, Eugene?
Source of income that came, were some nights, we used to run dances in Keys Hotel on a Sunday night before the discos and the lounges used to start up.
What years were they? What years were
they? Then they were the 70s. We ran them for a couple of years, maybe 75, 76, 77, and then they get a lot of trouble at them on a Sunday night, so we sort of stopped them then.
And were they profitable, were they?
We were making about approximately 50 euro per night, or 50 pounds per night.
Yeah.
Which was big money in them years.
Yeah.
50 pounds per night.
And were they big show bands you had?
Oh, no, ordinary wee 2 and 3 piece groups just.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they were getting about £40 for their night just. And
yeah.
We were
yeah.
making 50, and so we were happy enough.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we raised, in 1975, raised something in the region of 2,500, which we thought was great money, and well, it was good money.
Yeah.
In 1975.
Yeah.
And another very unusual one there, we used to run car drives and houses. We get 40 houses around the locality that would run a 25 car drive, and they would invite 8 people to the car drive every night.
Yeah.
And the participants.
Oh, 25, was it?
The participants would pay £1 per head on the night.
Yeah.
And then the woman in the house would give us a cup of tea and sandwiches and stuff like that. So we were taking £8 out of a house every night.
Right. And was there any prize fund?
We were fried with the 40 houses then, and at the end of the term, we would have a wee final, got the owners of every house together. Over in the clubhouse for a final, and they'd get maybe 50 or 60 euros
right.
or pounds.
Yeah. I suppose it was the odd turkey thrown in as well. Was it coming up?
Turkey, hi.
Yeah.
And this was another one that I read out on Friday too. It was a dinner dance we had in Keys Hotel in 1977. Big night, St. Patrick's Night, 1977. The dinner cost us £2, and we sold the tickets for £2.50.
Right.
For a dinner dance.
And did you make money?
We made about £100 out of the dinner dance.
Good. So, and then, I think you have a couple more, yeah?
Then, we went on the expenses then of it. The total expenses for 1975, I picked out a couple of them here. Oil for the social centre, £307 for the total year. Travel was £214. There were no minibuses in them years. It was everybody took their cars, and that was why it was so bad. And ESB was £199 for the year, for 12 monthly bills, £199.
Yeah, if you turn on the floodlights now for 5 minutes.
You turn on our ESB at the present moment, it's something up in the region of 12, 13,000 a year. Well, we're hooked into the big pits as well, the generators. So
yeah.
That's and as I said, the county board in that particular year got £46.35 from me. And it was only entrance fees, affiliations, memberships. There didn't seem to be any players. There were no players' insurance in them years. There were no levies from the county board or nothing like that.
Yeah.
In them particular years, 1975.
Yeah.
So it's big changes now and you're paying.
What are you paying now as a matter
of? You're paying £6,500 for a senior club, and then you're paying property, public liability, and all that sort of thing now.
Right, and what would say the average bill check you'd write now for the county board for a year?
Well, it would, between everything, between players' insurance, affiliation, it would be nearly up there around the 10,000 mark every year.
Brilliant. Tato Geisha, Flesh and Clark, coming Luke, Class Gale, and Shockton. My special guest in studio tonight is Eugene Gallagher from Sean McCool's, who was honoured with a Lifetime Services of the Association Award at the Donegal GAA Banquet in the Mount Errigal Hotel on Friday night. And, well, certainly a deserved award. We'll be back to Eugene in a moment, but for now, we're just going for a short break.
Moments you share in the great outdoors.
Ready to head back, kids? Race you.
You can keep sharing in the great indoors. Take home a bag of Bord Nemona's kiln-dried hardwood logs, specially developed to be kinder to your stove. Enjoy warmer moments with Bord Nemona.
Gidore Bar and Inish Restaurant Falcara, the perfect spot to enjoy lunch or dinner while travelling along the wild Atlantic Way. Just 5 minutes from the stunning Falcara Beach, this family-run business have the finest locally sourced fresh fish, not forgetting great live music every weekend, which makes the Gidore Bar and Inish Restaurant the ideal venue for your Christmas party or get-together. With a Kajumara tattoo awaiting you, make the most of your journey through the wild Atlantic Way with a visit to Gidore Bar and Inish Restaurant Falcara.
Get ready for Christmas with great half-price offers from Dunn Stores, including Oak and Pete smoked salmon slices 360 gram, selected puddings and cakes, and 3kg to 10.8 kg frozen turkeys, all half price. Plus, save up to 20% on top of this using your Shop and Save vouchers. Get €10 off your next grocery shop with every €50 you spend. Dunn Stores, always better value. See in store for details.
At Hegarty's Home Interiors Buncrana, there's hundreds of sofas and suites in stock. Unbeatable quality at unbeatable prices. All suites are guaranteed, with free delivery throughout Donegal and Derry. Guaranteed delivery before Christmas. Some exclusions apply. And there's 40% allowance on sterling. Now is the perfect time for you to make your way to Hegarty's Home Interiors Buncrana for that sofa or suite for Christmas.
Get 2016 off to a flying start. Flybe have two great new routes to Birmingham and Edinburgh, starting on the 27th of March 2016 from Ireland West Airport Knock. With six flights a week, you can experience two of the UK's most exciting cities. From fantastic shopping attractions to unique culinary experiences, both cities are steeped in culture, history and art. Book now at flybe.com. The fastest way from A to Flybe.
Will you take the plunge and get freezing for a reason for Special Olympics Ireland? Our annual Polar Plunge is taking place this Saturday at Rathmullen Strand. Plunges begin at 11 a.m. and cost €15. All of the proceeds go to supporting Ireland's most inspiring athletes. Sign up today at specialolympics.ie/polarplunge.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, Agus Falter, Rash, Gigi and Clark, come and look, Class Gale, the Shocks on the Show, and me, Tom Comack. And my special guest in studio tonight is long-serving Sean McCool's official, Eugene Gallagher, of course. And Eugene picked up an award at the Donegal GAA Banquet Awards night in the Mount Errigal on Friday night. A lifetime service to the association and to the Sean McCool clubs. 40 years, in fact, Eugene has been the club treasurer. Have you held any other position in the club, Eugene, in that time? Yeah, or before that?
I had indeed. I was secretary for a couple of years. We were back 73, 74.
Right.
And then I became treasurer. I was secretary for 73, 74 hours. Then I became treasurer in 1975. And then I was assistant treasurer on the Donegal County Board. And I was on the fixtures committee in the Donegal County Board when the late Charlie Faulkner was chairman of the county board. I spent a lot of years with him as well.
Yeah. And of course, McCool's, you know, you have the McCool's Club and then you have Sean McCool Park, which is the main county ground, and you're in partnership with the county board and that. And obviously, that's a big thing as well, and big part of your work rate as well, your work as well.
Oh, certainly. I'll be involved. I'll be over in the field nearly every day, nearly. The wife is listening to me now. She'll be giving out to me. But I'll be over a lot of the time in the McCool Park. There are a lot of games there throughout the year, so I'm near there nearly every Sunday.
Yeah.
And as I say, the county board did a lot of development in McCool Park. And then throughout the years, we had a upgrade our own facilities. We had to upgrade our own changing rooms and stuff like that, and our bar was dilapidated.
Yeah, well, so, Eugene, I think there may be a bid from Finn Harps coming in here for your services. Text in here from Stevie from Finn Harps. Wish Eugene was on the other side of the bridge. And I think that's across with Finn Harps rather than been on the Ballybofey sides of the bridge,
right.
Because you live in Stranorra. And better known as Sniper.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct,
and from your playing days, that's from John Harn, so you can get John back, indeed, St. Jonan's player. And John wishes you all the best as well and congratulates you, and believes that your award is certainly a worthy one. Before we talk to Eugene about his playing days with Sean McCool's, maybe Eugene, if you put on your earphones here, we have somebody that maybe wants to talk to you and say hello to you. Very good night to you, Terry O'Reilly, Sean McCool's club chairman, and well, we have your club treasurer here and, of course, picked up an award at the weekend.
Good evening, Tom, and to all your listeners. Eugene, on behalf of Sean McCool's club, I want to congratulate you on your 40 years plus as treasurer and working with the club. I was delighted you got an award last week. I was sorry I missed it. And you also received an award in 2009. And no one deserves it better than you. You're very, very active in McCool's and in the county. I know you were a good footballer until an injury took over from that you had to go into active work within the club, and for over them 40 years you surely have been active. around the clubhouse, Tom, on a Sunday morning, or indeed during evening matches as well, you'd always say Eugene will be there. He'll be there before the matches. He's putting up flags. He's opening dressing rooms, shops, gates, and closing them at night as well. Hmm. Yeah, he's a wonderful asset, and he looks after the finances in the club.
And tell me, how thrifty is he as a treasurer?
Well, I mean, he's absolutely wonderful. I mean, he has looked after the finances in difficult times. And now, I mean, he will say that, you know, that in the earlier years that was hard to get money, but maybe if he had arranged to build the clubhouse that time, it wouldn't be putting such a strain on him at the minute, because the clubhouse is a wonderful asset to us and to the county board and to the whole county at large. And we're delighted to have it. But to have something in place like that, it costs an awful lot of money. And people out there will not realise how difficult it is to make sure that all these bills are paid. But Eugene is always cool, calm, and he never raises his voice. He never has anything bad to say about anybody. And he's always positive, and he's always makes sure that the bills are paid, Tom.
Yeah, well, just stay on the line for a moment with us before we talk to him about his playing days. And I know you would probably have remembered him when you came to Donegal first. But, Eugene, in terms of you said it cost 28,000, I think it was, to build the clubhouse when it was first built back in, what, 75. But then you had a massive development a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I say we had to do redevelopment of the dressing rooms. They weren't up to date for all the big teams that are coming out. Teams now needs big dressing rooms, good facilities, good changing rooms, etc. And the bar was sort of dilapidated, so we had to change that. It was either close the place down, the bar, or build a new place. So we decided to build a new place. So we had cost us in the region of 1.1 million for the new changing rooms, etc. A lot of money. We got national lottery funding, and of course we had to go to the banks to do a bit of borrowing too.
Yeah, and you were probably unfortunate that was pre kind of crash times as well. So you
pre crash times, yes. Yeah.
So you were paying top dollar for everything.
Top dollars. We borrowed something in the region of 800,000.
Great. So some headaches with that.
Some headaches. We're 8 years into repayments now, so I think we have another 12 years to go on repayments. So
yeah, and you've kept them up.
Kept them up. Yeah.
So a big strain that, obviously.
Big strain. You're paying back roughly over 4,000 a month, which is a lot of money to raise.
Yeah.
And as I say, we have to run bingo. We have bingo every Sunday night. We have lotto every week and other bits and pieces. Then we get a lot of money and the big matches in the field, match programmes and shops and half-time draws. So it takes every penny to really...
Yeah. And I'm sure you have a finance committee, have you? Or?
There's a few of us looks after the money, yeah.
Mm. Great. Mm. Anyway, just leaving aside your officer positions, in terms of your playing days, as you said, what you started playing with the seniors, about you broke into the team in 66. You were quite young at that time.
Yeah, I would have only been a minor that particular year, 1966. And as I say, that was the final I never played. And I would have been a sub. McCool's reached the Ulster Club final in 1966, which was unofficial at that time. St John's beat us in Belfast in 1966. So as I say, 66 was the first year that I broke through into the senior team. And then going on from that, I would have played minor, under 21, and National League games.
With Donegal.
With Donegal, aye. And then particular years too, we played a lot of club football up the north in Derry, Tyrone and Antrim, and tournaments. That was the big thing them years. And then, going on then, I didn't win my championship, to senior championship, to 1971.
Right.
We beat Clannagale and Ballyshannon in 1971. So that is the only championship that I've won. We beat a fancied St Joseph's team in the semi-final, which were the top dogs at the time. So after that...
Who was on that team, would you?
Well, you had, 1971, you had Dan McCool, Tommy McMiniman, Andy Corn, John Bradley, players like that. Frankie McFeely was on it too.
That was the end of the good team.
The end of the good team. Although after that, we were in four finals in the 70s. We won the 71. Again, St Joseph's beat us in 1973. They beat us in 1975.
Were you playing in those?
I was playing in them two finals. Yeah. And then the last final was 1977, which I wasn't playing because I was the knee injury before that, so I didn't play in the 1977 final.
And talk to me about the knee injury. What happened?
It was a league game down in Cairndonagh. Matter of fact, and Andy Corn always says he was the man that put me out of football because he gave me a bad pass.
And he was playing with you?
He was playing that day in a league game, and I probably was.
I've heard of Andy putting fillers out of football on the other side.
So it was probably a cruciate ligament. So I had an operation in the hospital in Derry, and it probably was.
Probably a cruciate.
Probably at that degree.
Yeah.
So I tried to come back after. I didn't give it much exercise. It probably was my own fault.
Yeah.
I might have been playing now the present Monday game. Maybe.
Anyway, okay, unfortunately, the clock is about to beat us. We're coming towards the end, and we've got a couple of minutes left. Just. As I said, 40 years done. Just before we leave, Terry, as a footballer, you didn't play with him. I know you played with McCools for a while when you came first, before you took up playing with Glenn Fenn. But I'm sure you watched Eugene playing.
Yeah, in 1975 when I came, Eugene would have been playing. Actually, that was the end of his career. But from the likes of the boys that have been talking about McCools, they said he was a wonderful player. And I mean, he was lucky that he had some time playing, but it was a pity that his career ended so soon. But he's a great asset to McCools, and we're extremely proud of him, Tom, tonight. And I'm glad you gave us the opportunity and give him what he deserves, a good night.
Thank you indeed, Terry O'Reilly. There's Terry O'Reilly, the chairman of the Sean McCools Club. And in the last minute or so, Eugene, you said the AGM is on Monday night. Is there going to be 41 years of Treasurer?
Well, this on Monday night, it'll be completed 41 years on Monday night, so I'll probably have to go for another couple of years now at this stage.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be nobody wanting to take on the job. Eugene, look at, congratulations again, and thank you for coming in tonight, and I'm sure everybody wishes you all the best and continued success for the next 40 years.
Right. Thank you, Tom.
That's Eugene Gallagher there, the Sean McCools treasurer. Of course, 41 years actually next Monday night. We were underselling him earlier on. That's coming to the end. Just congratulations to St. Junan's Miners, who have qualified for the Ulster Minor semi-final. They defeated Derry champion Sloughneil last week. And also congratulations to Moville Ladies, who qualified for the Ulster final. They're playing the Ulster final on Saturday next. Not quite sure who their opponents are, but we'll talk a little bit more about that before the weekend. But that's about it from me for this week. My thanks to my special guest, Eugene Gallagher. Thanks also to Terry O'Reilly, the Sean McCools chairman, to Jimmy Shafford, as always, on sound. And I'll be back next week, hopefully again, and we look forward maybe to the Christmas and maybe look back on 2015 as well. Good Gian Chocht and Shahogan Schlanagas Bannacht.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, station roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie. The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Your voice, your station on Highland Radio.
Broadcasting throughout the Northwest and across the world online.